The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. If you want to get a hold of us on Twitter, at John Granato, at Lance Zierlein, at Dell V2. And then you can also give us a call, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Welcome into the show. Not a hell of a lot going on sports-wise last night. Did you watch the Home Run Derby? A
little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's what there was, and there's action.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have action, kind of action?
No, I didn't have action. Okay. I'm not a degenerate.
Can you get action? You do the MyBookie commercial. Can you get action?
Oh, I could get action,
yeah,
but here's the difference.
Was plus 200.
Degenerate? Not degenerate.
No. That's the same thing as a baseball game.
No, it's not. Different. It's not really.
Why
it's
not?
A home run hitting contest.
No, it's action.
Which is
all
a lot different.
As a matter of fact, this is why you guys look at it wrong. AJ knows. He understands. Fred understands this. That's why Fred says he only plays, like, he'll play hockey because he gets hockey. He's good with recognizing advantages.
You're
in
good
hockey.
With home runs?
Well, I was yesterday.
Were you?
But so this is the thing is if there's something that you're good at, like, it doesn't matter what you're playing. If WNBA, if you have a great feel for the WNBA,
yeah,
you could look at it as,
no,
you're betting on a WNBA game? No, I'm investing in something where I think the risk is low and the reward is high.
Right.
That's really what it is. And with home run derbies, you're dealing with, you know, everybody's a dog. The best, the favorite is plus 200. So everyone's a dog in it. So you do have lots of opportunities.
Yeah.
I do the same. You're acting like, you know, that would make me a degenerate for doing a skills contest in basketball.
Yeah, you
making
really
a play at the skills contest where people are dribbling
would.
And then throwing chest passes into a thing.
It would, because
it absolutely
I think
that.
Couple,
no, that's not what that means.
If you bet on
or a dunk contest or a three-point contest.
If you bet on something where Domantas Sabonis could wind up in the finals like he did that one time,
well,
yes, you're
obviously,
degenerate.
I wouldn't
yes.
have had Sabonis.
Well, then maybe you're
well,
just
see,
looking
you
for
don't
action.
Know it as well as you think.
You're just
no,
looking
that's,
for action.
That's right. Sometimes you have guys like Sabonis making the finals. Maybe that's one that I don't need to have any, you know, I don't need to have any piece of that.
Well,
so Alonzo was plus 500.
Well, that's good money.
Was
especially
good
for
money.
The defending champ.
It was
and then
good
after
money.
That first round where he had 35 and the next closest was
the,
25.
The over under that I played the over was over 24 and a half home runs in the first round.
Oh, wow, he killed
in
that.
In Coors Field?
He killed that. Destroyed.
It's a joke.
Yeah.
It's a joke. Look at the boppers
so they were
that are out
giving away
there.
Money last night.
That's what I told you.
Yeah.
24 and a half was the over under in the first round, and you got these boppers in Coors Field?
Dell, did you even look it up to see because you're
no,
of your degenerate
I'm not
ways?
A degenerate. No.
Okay. I was just wondering.
He does it in game. He likes to do in game.
That
plays.
Happened 2 seasons ago, and I don't do it anymore because it ruined
come
my
back.
Experience.
So you had
no,
rough...
I don't like it. It's not.
You'll
about,
like it.
I didn't
trust
enjoy
me.
Watching college football when I had to try to live bet stuff. It wasn't fun for me. He's a degenerate. I don't know why he's fighting it. It's what he is.
Yeah, right. I mean, he finds.
No.
You know what?
I'm trying to have a reason to watch stuff.
Well, why, how about just enjoying the sport? You know what I did? I sat back. I enjoyed it.
It makes you
I didn't
love
have the
people
sound
more.
On.
Hate
I was
people
watching
more.
Another show while I was watching.
Right.
It. But
well, I watched, I mean, I didn't say I watched all of it. I watched, you know, I was watching some of Warrior, which really is nothing more than
Warrior.
Asian.
I finished it last
night. It's just
time.
Asian Banshee.
That's all.
It's really all it is.
I finished it last night.
They
time.
Have a bar named
really
Banshee.
Yeah.
It's the same, the transgender man from that is on this show, too. It's just, you know, and I'm not complaining.
No.
I'm not complaining that it's Asian Banshee. The girls, they just... Whoever the producers of that show are, they know what they're doing.
No.
It's a Cinemax joint.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to say it's not.
Cinemax,
so, yeah. So I'm watching that,
right.
Too.
Right.
You can watch two shows at once.
Absolutely.
You can flip back and forth.
I finished Warrior last night, and I can't wait to get to season 3 because it looks like a dude is going to get out of prison. He's going to find his way out of prison.
Yeah,
and then
I'm on,
it's all.
I'm okay. On season 1.
Oh, you better,
stop talking
you better
about
catch
prison.
Up. You better catch up. Better catch up. So it was entertaining. It is what it is. This is the slowest time in all of sports. Matt Carpenter is going to join us at 8:30 right here. Elkins High School product, TCU product, St. Louis Cardinal, 3-time All-Star. I talked to him the other day, and he has a lot of interesting stuff, including about the Astros, who none of them are representing, except there's one representative from the Houston Astros organization. One. And he caught it last night. How about this? Do you know who from the Astros is representing the team there?
No.
Orbit.
I didn't even think Orbit would have gone.
Orbit went.
Do all the mascots have to go, probably?
Well, I guess all the mascots have to go. But Orbit caught it last night. The biggest reaction to anyone.
Do you think the Astros didn't
other than Trevor Story?
Yeah, I hadn't thought about this. Do you think the Astros didn't want to be booed at an All-Star game?
I don't think.
It's possible. I hadn't even thought about that, that they would be booed at an All-Star game.
Oh, they absolutely
in the warm-ups at the app. Like, it's one
everywhere.
Thing when you're a team, but I didn't really think about that, that they would have been booed.
Everywhere. No, Orbit caught it. Now, we got sound from Orbit.
Well, we got sound of a guy saying bang, bang, yeah. Orbit, and then Orbit sprayed him with silly string.
He shoots the guy with the silly. The guy is like, okay, play it. This is, no, now, as far as, but when Orbit
audio,
was shown.
Does audio make sense?
But when Orbit was shown on the big screen, the boos rang out throughout the whole stadium. But then there was this guy, while Orbit was taking pictures with a couple of Astros fans.
Trash can.
Oh, how original. This guy, really, really smart. Really good. Really good. Watch. He's really good.
Orbit, bang, bang.
And Orbit shoots him right in the face.
And Orbit starts smashing him in the face with a trash can?
With silly string.
I wish it was a trash can.
Yeah, I wish it was a trash can.
You like this place. Kid? Ever tell you about the time that there was a, for those who remember, there was a, the most famous mascot. Do you remember the most famous mascot? You'll come up with one or two.
Oh, it's the chicken.
Yeah, it was San Diego Chicken.
Or the gorilla.
Oh, yeah. I was also thinking the Philadelphia, Phillies.
Philly whatever. Fanatic.
Yeah, the Fanatic. So San Diego Chicken used to, Ted Gianolis.
Yeah.
He was so famous that he would be hired out at events and would come to different events. Yeah. You could pay him to come be at your event. And he was the first guy to really interact and mingle with the crowd. He had funny stuff he did or whatever the case may
be. He was great.
Yeah, he was really good. This is 100% true story of my kids. So I'm at Rice and University of Houston. Rice and Houston football game. It's usually at the end of the year, but for whatever reason, this is at the beginning of the year. Rice and Houston played.
Well, they switched it up, yeah.
Yeah, but this is when my dad was coaching there. It was way back. It would have been in the early 80s. And so me and Johnny Harris and my brother and my sister are all at the game, and we're in the end zone. You know, we're in the end zone, and this is pregame, and they're kicking extra point or kicking field goals. And you know, there's no net at Rice, or at least there wasn't at this time. This is just landing in the stands, and different, you know, and the chickens out there trying to catch the ball as it's coming in, and you know, doing stupid chicken stuff. So some little girl, he's just doing this, and he's interacting with people around him. Some little girl grabs his tail and starts to pull his tail because he has a tail. He goes, hey, stop doing that. It's weird to hear a mascot say, hey, stop doing that. I'm like, oh. And then she did it again. Like, he starts doing these little dances when he catches the football or whatever. She does it again.
Did she catch a fresh one?
He goes, cut it out, you little bitch. Like, she couldn't have been more than seven. Cut it out, you little bitch. And we're like, oh, every kid just went, it got real. Because it's just a bunch of kids around them. And every kid scattered like, oh, this isn't the chicken I knew of.
Love.
Me and Mike were like, whoa. I'm out of here. I am not messing with the chicken.
That is chicken so, got real.
That's what I'm saying. Mascots can be a little rough too.
Yeah. Poor Orbit though. He's got to catch it all. And you know what? I really do believe it's real that Astros just said, you know what? Screw this. We're not catching all the grief from everybody. Screw you, baseball. Baseball didn't replace any of the Astros. Four Astros opted out. Not Yuli didn't go. Yordan didn't go.
No,
baseball just said, you know what? Astros, you guys are out.
Well, they know that they would opt out too.
Yeah, well, probably.
They would. It's a team-wide thing.
I don't know. You know, Yuli needs to go at some point, and Yordan needs to go.
It's a team-wide thing.
Yeah.
And if you're baseball, you have to see that. There's no chance. And that's why I think it's not crazy to think that this could hurt the Astros in the future.
Well, as far as getting
because
Major
remember,
League Baseball
players,
doing no favors. To
no,
the Astros.
No, no. We know they won't get voted in, but the players, and you know, when it comes to selecting the reserves, if they just think they're not going to come, I don't know that players or the people who vote are even going to look at the Astros.
Well, so yet another draft goes by where the Astros don't have a first or second rounder. It seems like that's every draft for all of our teams. And yesterday they took Tyler Whitaker from Bishop Gorman with their first pick in the third round, 87th overall. The good
Bishop
news
Gorman,
is
that Louisiana?
Bishop Gorman.
That's Vegas.
No, it's Nevada.
Oh, okay.
You know, where that Tate kid played.
Oh, yeah.
And Houston Texans' own Brevin Jordan played at Bishop Gorman as well.
I'm assuming Jim Crane paid his $5 million fine. All of the sanctions now against the Astros are done. Next year, you get your first rounder, second rounder. It's all over. 2 years, no draft picks, no first and second rounder. It's all done. All of the now, if they baseball after this, probably would like to give you another couple, first and second rounders that you can't pick because you didn't go to the All-Star game. Whatevs. So the Astros once again with catching some from baseball. We'll see if any of these guys. We'll see how good James Click is at evaluating because we know Luno did a pretty damn good job in catching guys, even in not after. You know, after the first round, second round, he caught some good players and actually made some unbelievable moves.
I mean,
it's
never going to change in any sport. You're going to be built, you know, as much as Daryl Morey tried. This is what eventually you'll get into this position where, you know, you're going to get into this position where you, if you don't draft well, you start having to grab a bunch of free agents. Or in Daryl's case, he didn't care about the draft. At some point, he just wanted to build to win now. And he looked at draftable players as guys who would take too long. So instead, he valued the pick as a commodity to get a ready now player. Well, with the Texans, they have done a poor job of drafting in the middle rounds, and now they've given away first round picks. And look where their roster is. Yeah. They're the Pits. The Astros. You know, the Astros won because their early picks, Bregman and Correa and Springer and McCullers, and these guys are all, you know, along with, I mean, they were more structured in such a way that they were, you know, it was a more complete build out with a little of this. But then, you know, international, they drafted well. They had international players who they brought over and spent money on wisely. They brought in veteran players through trade. I mean, they did a little of everything. As far as the Rockets are concerned now, the Rockets have to draft well this year. The Texans are in a spot where they really need to draft. And frankly, the Astros are in that spot. From not having a first or second round pick for two straight years, the Astros are really in a spot where, hey, you got to go get some inexpensive players. I mean, it's important to build your own. And whether it's with third round, fourth round, fifth round picks, some of these guys need to start popping now because you need to have your next wave of inexpensive players coming up under team control so that maybe you can afford a Carlos Correa. You know, we talked about it before. Jim Crane's willing to pay $30 million a year. Maybe you have a shot, but only if Carlos Correa is willing to, more than likely, if he's willing to take, you know, less than the market is going to bear. And that doesn't happen a lot.
No, that rarely ever happens. But the Astros are probably one of the best teams in baseball for inexpensive talent. Guys who are contributing. I mean, we went over it last week, the number of guys who are still in team control that are making huge contributions. It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. You just don't see it. So anyway, we're just getting it started. We had Shohei Ohtani. We had the, home run derby and, an ESPN, huge name at ESPN caught it for some comments about Shohei Ohtani. We'll tell you the story on the other side. On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, though, I'm talking about my peeps over at Chastang Ford. And the car industry is so tough right now. It is unbelievable, people. But you can get your car right now. They've got some cars in stock at Chastang Ford. But the best way to go about this, they said, listen, tell everybody, go online or come into the dealership and order it the way you want it. Take your time. Get what you want. Don't settle. call us or chat with us online, and they'll walk you through the process. So easy, so wonderful. Pay as little or as much as you want, not what the dealer or the manufacturer, the Ford, says, we're putting in this car. This is the package. This is it, and take it or leave it. That's not it. You order the vehicle the way that you want it, exactly what you want, and then you get that vehicle. Now, you're getting a brand new vehicle that is going to be awesome. It's just going to take a little bit of time to get to you, but you know what? It'll be worth it because it's exactly what you want. You want that Ford truck, van, or SUV with all the features that you want for your lifestyle? Go to ChastainFord.com or visit them at 610 on Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
Hey guys, UnderdogFantasy.com. That's the website where you can get there and you can play daily fantasy. Guess what? The basketball game. Yes, we're up and running for basketball. Tonight, the finals. You've got daily fantasy going, but here's the great thing. You get a draft. So a lot of it is going to be the random, you know, it randomizes which position you draft in, but then it's a snake draft. And you actually get a draft for basketball tonight. Now, Giannis is top dog in this, but you got Giannis followed by Devin Booker, then Middleton and Holiday, and then Paul. Those are the top five. They just have the projection of the points, but you can stack them any way you want. There are no salary caps, so this is your chance to actually win real money with your skill at evaluating baseball, basketball, and soon we'll have football as well. You've got over-unders that you can stack players together, say over on this guy, under on this guy, over on this guy, on whatever the point total or rebound total or strikeout total they have for a player. And if you win multiples of at least two and all the way up to five players, if you win it, you can win anywhere from 3-1 all the way up to 20-1 from whatever your play is. And yes, you've got season-long fantasy football as well, where you draft your team and that's it. You don't have to worry about starting the lineup every week because the best points, the most points for you, are going to speak every single week. This week-long contest is called Best Ball Mania 2. And then from there, you have a chance to win part of $3.5 million in prizes for just $25 entry fee. When you use my promo code radio, you get $25 after your first deposit. It's UnderdogFantasy.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Hey, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. So yesterday, Stephen A. said that Shohei Ohtani could not be the face of Major League Baseball because he uses an interpreter. Doesn't speak the language, uses an interpreter. He caught it. It's off. It is kind of difficult to have the face of an entire league be a guy that doesn't speak the home country's language. There's no question about that. But if you say that on ESPN today, guess what? You're going to catch a fresh one. And Stephen A. caught a fresh one. After he said it on the air, then he went home, I guess, and he doubled down on it.
So which one would you like to hear first?
Yeah. Did you have it? Because the first one that I saw didn't actually have him saying that.
Well, we've got the initial statement on First Take. We've okay. got his we got his Twitter up for his apology, but his double down.
Yeah.
We also have a statement that he wrote out
right.
on the Notes app, I guess, or something.
And he went Notes app.
Oh yeah,
too?
He went Notes app.
And we also have him saying something about the Nigerian team that pissed people off too.
Okay. So let's do the original. The very first one, and then it'll morph into the Twitter.
I'm not taking anything away from Ohtani. I know what he's doing on the field. I know it's nothing short of spectacular. And I understand that baseball is an international sport itself in terms of participation. But when you talk about an audience gravitating to the tube or to the ballpark to actually watch you, okay, I don't think it helps that the number one face is a dude that needs an interpreter so you can understand what the hell he's saying in this country. And that's what I'm trying to say. You know, in other sports, Max, like basketball, you notice, you know, Dirk Nowitzki was German and Manu Ginobili and others were from other places. And guess what, Max? They spoke fluent English. You understood what they were saying when somebody was interviewing them. They didn't need an interpreter. It goes a long way. For some reason, with Major League Baseball, you got these guys that need those interpreters. And I think that compromises the ability for them to ingratiate themselves with the American public.
I don't want to catch it like Stephen A.
You're not
but
scared.
It's not inaccurate.
You can say anything you want.
Yeah, what are you worried about?
You're Teflon John.
Well, no, I mean honestly, it's not that inaccurate.
But what Stephen A. Smith found, and anyone who supports him is, this is what it's like. This will come for you too. Oh, no. You can't make comments that you think are rooted in common sense or in past historic with Yao Ming, and because Yao Ming was this huge, he had an interpreter. Yao could speak English, but a lot of times he wouldn't. You've had some guys who have been unbelievable. This is a guy who was 7'6", the biggest thing to come in, but he wasn't the face of a league. Now, granted, there was a lot of really good players at the time, and Yao certainly brought so much money to the league. Never has the league more wealthy than after Yao Ming came in and brought all these Chinese businesses to the forefront. No, right. It really changed and altered the league.
Right.
When did he ever become any kind of even remotely a face of
franchise? Shohei Ohtani, though, is Babe Ruth right now. Yao never did what Shohei Ohtani is doing, relatively speaking to their sports. Shohei Ohtani is he's Babe Ruth.
But he's
Ruthian. And so it's a much bigger deal. It's a much bigger deal. It's really I don't know how many times they've spoken about Shohei Ohtani. We really don't bring him up here all that much. I think we've talked more Tatis, but a lot of it is contract that we talk about sometimes and whatnot. But we really haven't brought Shohei Ohtani up much at all on this show. What this dude is doing is legendary. 33 homers already, a pitcher. He's starting your all-star game as the pitcher and leadoff guy. It's unbelievable what Shohei Ohtani is doing. And I don't think it's because he doesn't speak. I think a large part, we don't talk about it because it's baseball, and we talk about our own team.
And he plays for the Angels.
And he plays for the Angels, and that's a real problem. If he was in New York or Philadelphia or Boston, it would be 10 times what it is.
And has baseball done a great job marketing the English-speaking player that plays for the Angels?
Baseball's the dumbest sport ever.
Do they do a great job marketing Mike Trout?
Well, this is...
They've done a terrible... Manfred caught it because he said, well, Mike Trout's got to market himself.
Have you noticed that everybody who says something that's remotely true catches it?
Yeah.
You got to catch it. Manfred caught it. Yeah. Caught it for what? For being honest about Mike Trout? What are we catching everything for when you say something? When you make a statement that is a factual statement, but then you got to catch it.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to make sure they get you. You got to catch it.
Well, Stephen A. doubled...
He's a snooze.
Yeah.
Mike Trout is an amazing... He's a J.J. Watt on Ambien. He's a snooze.
He looks
the part. He's a great player. But personality-wise, J.J. had all that personality, right?
Right.
Sit you down. Or what did he say to his grandma? Shut you down.
He hosted Saturday Night Live. He tried to do something. The deal with Manfred and Trout was... He doesn't do anything. He does zero outside of baseball. He goes, yeah, I'd like to go home to my family. That's what I like to do. Okay.
But
how about baseball? You do something about promoting the dude. One of the greatest players, the greatest player of this era.
Do you think from the standpoint of being – this is a weird time for baseball because if you take any element of don't politicize this, don't – look at this as a puzzle piece and try to be analytical. You're talking about an Asian player, which is going to be the smallest segment of Major League Baseball, right? When you talk Latin American, the white player, the black player, the Latin American player, if you want to separate American players into racial categories, which is what the country does for everything, so you have to. And then you take the Asian player. It's going to be the smallest segment, the Asian player, even though it's a growing segment, certainly. And then you do look at the fact that he is not going to be on commercials. At this particular time, what Stephen A. Smith said. Now he learned a lesson: is that you're not beyond reproach. You can catch it too. You can catch it too.
Oh, Stephen A.'s caught it.
And he's like, I'm getting canceled. What's happening? Right. He's not getting canceled. He's still going to make $8 million a year. And on top of that, what he said wasn't necessarily inaccurate, but this is what happens in sports now where you got to know where the landmines are and stay away from them. You can't speak what you actually feel or even make accurate statements sometimes.
So he actually didn't realize this. When he went home, he doubled down on what he said on the show.
My segment on Otani this morning on First Take, people are misinterpreting what I'm saying. I'm not talking about the state of the game. Baseball itself. Baseball's a great game, a great sport. And some of the greatest players in the world are foreign players. Tatis comes to my mind. I love this brother and what he brings to the table. And Otani is the second coming of Babe Ruth, okay? That's not what I was trying to say. I'm talking about the marketability and the promotion of the sport is exactly what Sports Illustrated essentially alluded to in their article last month when they talked about 28% of the players in Major League Baseball are foreign players. A lot of them need translators. You know, Spanish, it could be Mandarin, Japanese, the list goes on and on and on. If you are a sport trying to ingratiate yourself with the American public the way Major League Baseball is, because of the problems that you've been having to deal with in terms of improving the attractiveness of the sport, it helps that if you spoke the English language. It doesn't mean anything more than that. Baseball is a great game, but baseball's audience is significantly older than the NBA, the NFL audience, etc., etc. That's what I was talking about. Nothing more. You're only talking about Otani because he's phenomenal. He's going to be in the home run derby, and he's got 33 home runs with a .279 batting average. Plus, he can pitch, and he's the second coming of Babe Ruth.
So,
okay, we got it.
He doubled down, and then he had to say this. Let me apologize right now.
Is this the notes app?
Yeah. As I'm watching things unfold, let me say that I never intended to offend any community in capital letters, particularly the Asian community.
Particularly the Asian community.
And especially Shane Ho-Otani.
I need to stop my hate.
Himself.
Of AAPI.
As an African American, keenly aware of the damage stereotyping is. He's not stereotyping. Good Lord. And he didn't attack the Asian community. Oh, this is such a stupid world we live in.
Why are you writing that? Why is he writing that?
Because my words, I failed in that regard, and it's on me and me alone. Otani is one bright star. He didn't say anything against Shohei Otani
or Asians.
Listen, he says this. He is making a difference. It pertains to inclusiveness and leadership. I should have embraced that. Instead, I screwed up in this day and age. What? All the violence being perpetrated against the Asian community.
Stop.
You're
Asian
not
hate.
Oh, my God.
Do you think somebody was beaten or stabbed because of your comments about Otani?
My comments, albeit unintentional, were clearly insensitive and regrettable.
How were they insensitive and regrettable?
There's simply no other way to put it. I'm sincerely sorry for any angst.
You did? That's quit. That's the white flag and said, look, Twitter, you win. I didn't think it would come for me too, but it did. This is the most ridiculous to mention the things that he mentioned based on his comments. This is literally sports talk. That's all he did was engage in sports talk. It's a debate where you might disagree with him. I'll give you an example on Twitch right now. Bad Tyler Fly says, I bought Astros tickets mainly to see Otani. Stephen A. Smith was wrong. He went on to say, who cares what he speaks? He's incredible on the field. And that's his opinion. Now, I don't disagree with any of that, obviously. I think he is a guy that you sell tickets to. It's just from a marketing standpoint and getting new people out, it helps if a guy can do. Look, what first of all helps is if they're on commercials. If they're on commercials, you know, when ESPN used to do their little ESPN commercials and you'd see athletes in there. We'll get into this. We'll follow up a little bit on this. I want to ask a
question. Does anybody disagree? So we've got our opinion how stupid this is. I think it's just stupid. It's this world.
Well,
you can
disagree with Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah, you can. But you can. If you want to get in here and talk about it, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776, the number. And we'll get to it on the other side. Right now, though, you got to get some insurance.
Well, TGS Insurance does that for you. And, for a lot of people, the issue they have is not that they don't have insurance. You have homeowners insurance. The problem is that you don't shop your insurance because you know your insurance agent and you get that card every year. You know that card, that stamped Christmas card, or maybe it's everyone in the office signs, you know, everyone you don't know. And they, thank you for being part of our family. And you stick around because, you know, they give you a bundle with that car insurance as well. Did you know TGS Insurance can not only shop your homeowner's insurance, if you need to, they'll find you car insurance as well. You know, if you're worried about your bundle, they'll find you lower car insurance. They did that for me. I got out of my bundle the very first time around, and I ended up saving $850 on home and car. But the average savings on home alone is $900 or more. Listen, shop your homeowner's insurance. If you stay with the same company, it's time for you to do something for yourself, which is put more money back into your pocket. The insurance agency for sure isn't doing that. Well, now Competitive Pricing wants to do that for you. Text the word money to 232323 and find out how you can get A-rated insurance at much lower competitive rates.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7, that's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
But when you talk about bona fide stars in the National Basketball Association, we can pick at least 15 to 20 of them. Half of them are on this damn roster. There's no excuse to lose to Nigeria. Some dude, Gabe Namdi, who goes by Gabe Vincent for the Miami Heat, a Caleb Agata, Namu, or however the hell you pronounce his name. You give up 60 points on threes?
I would like to sincerely apologize about the damage I did to the Nigerian community.
Nigerian Twitter. I mean, and by that, I mean the actual official account.
Are you part
account.
Of Nigerian Twitter?
What I meant, Twitter. What I meant was the official account of the Nigerian basketball team was like the blatant lack of respect from Stephen A. Smith. Oh, they got after him, too. And other Nigerian players, or maybe not even the NBA, just some guys who have Nigerian names who play sports, like, wait a minute. I forgot what he said. He said, you can pronounce this guy's name. You can pronounce Krzyzewski's name, but you can't pronounce this guy's name?
Yeah, but we were all told how to say Krzyzewski's name years ago. Are you kidding me? Krzyzewski was heard multiple times in the early 80s. You'd hear Krzyzewski until they found out. Same thing with Tua.
Tagovailoa. Well, yeah. To be told. It was because it was Tagovailoa for a while.
Exactly. So, I want you guys to call in. I know people are afraid. They all have opinions. I'll go through some stuff from Twitch because we're getting some instant opinions there. People are, like, afraid to argue in radio, I've noticed. Like, they do it from, and I'm not saying you're keyboard warriors. I'm just saying it's more comfortable just to do it without the interaction where you're without having to go back and forth. Don't be scared. Go back and forth. 713-780-3776, especially if you disagree with what we're saying. And here's why, and let me bring up what some people have said. Here's Nonstop Swangin' says, Ichiro at one point was the best hitter in Major League Baseball and never spoke English in his interviews. If you're putting up numbers, you're going to get marketed. I don't think there's a full understanding of what Stephen A. Smith was saying. He said the face of baseball. Shohei Ohtani is going to get marketed. We're not talking about that. The question is about, can you be the face of baseball? This guy is the next Babe Ruth. He's bigger than Tatis. I mean, based on what Tatis is the face of baseball. I don't know. Who do you think is the face of baseball?
Right, Ohtani.
You think it's Ohtani's the face of baseball?
I do. I think that.
I think he's. How long has he been the face of baseball? Since he hit 30 home runs?
Yeah.
Because it's been recent.
Don't forget how big the Asian community is, first of all. Secondly, I think this year he has really taken over. One of the downfalls of Tatis is he's a horrible, horrible fielder. So he's a horrible shortstop. But secondly, I think I'm with the caller that said, or the tweeter that said, listen, I went to the Angels game because I wanted to watch Ohtani. Did you ever say that about Mike Trout?
No, not really.
People probably
did. Because of Maguire and Sosa. the home
but
run.
But people
bangers.
Are really going because of Ohtani. Now, they're going because of Tatis, too. San Diego's a nice story. They got great uniforms. They're a good young team. No, honestly,
Tatis, the kids love that. Listen, you want to see how marketing, who's going to be on the face of 2K baseball? That's what you need to know. That's marketing. And that's Tatis. I mean, Vlad Guerrero is going to be, and these are not, and these are guys who are Latin American players.
Tatis will be on the cover of MLB 2022.
Yeah,
I mean, Ohtani will be on the cover.
Ohtani probably will, but that's the kind of thing. And the question becomes: here's Giannis, a two-time, and somebody points this out on Twitch. Giannis is a two-time MVP, and he's not even remotely close to the face of basketball. This is a two-time MVP. He gets numbers like 41, 42.
Basketball has a lot more stars than baseball.
They have more stars, but John, this is an emerging star. John Morant, Zion Williamson, these guys get tons of play. Giannis Antetokounmpo is in the 40s on a regular basis in the playoffs, and it's just like, eh, that's nice, but he can't shoot free throws.
Yeah.
Like, we pick it. He's just kind of a boring player. You know, we pick it, Giannis.
But
those numbers, if Dream were doing that, we'd be like, oh my God, look what Hakeem is doing.
But was there more anticipation for anybody last night other than Ohtani?
No. But
the answer is no.
But this has been a development over 2 weeks. This has been when ESPN got on board and started really going crazy. Once they got off Aaron Rodgers stuff and really started covering Ohtani. Ohtani has been lapping the field on home runs for a long time. This isn't new.
Mm-hmm.
They just started covering this, and he's just become a thing. Let's get Bo in here.
Well,
right
Bo
now.
Just hung up. So we got John. Anybody else wants to get in? Someone 3780-3776. What do you say, John?
I just want to say I'm not taking up for Stephen A. Kind of getting what he deserves. I can't stand the guy. He's what makes me part of what makes me not stand sports anymore, or at least sports talk. But I've heard his statement said about other players and other teams and their sports in the past. Many times, dozens of times over the years I've been listening to sports radio. He didn't say anything different than other people have said about other players before, as far as about being marketability of players and for their sport. But I think maybe the way he said it, the way he kind of got kind of angry and in this country, maybe that did it. I don't know. But he didn't say anything that I ain't heard at least 2 or 3 dozen times before.
Yeah,
so I don't see what the big deal about it is.
Well, I mean, doing it on national television, I don't know. You know, Stephen A. is a target. He's so out there. He says so many things and so many, in some cases, so many unbelievable things. But in this case, but because here's why, it's Asian. With the Asian, the attacks on Asians in this country. What other accent can't you imitate? You can do Australian, you can do English, you can do Italian, you can do Greek, you can imitate any other accent. You can't do Asian because I don't know why. I don't know why this is so offensive. It's so racist if you imitate an Asian person. It's one of the dumbest things ever.
Well, I think it's because when people do it, if we go back to that audio we played from that radio station in California, where they, who are they talking about? Someone's girlfriend, I think. Oh, it was one of the people who they work with, girlfriend or wife, they're talking about, and they were mentioning the most stereotypical things possible. So most people think if you drop an Asian accent, it'll be you're talking about food or karate or martial arts. Those are the things. Like, when's the last time you heard an Asian accent from a non-Asian person and it was just a simple conversation, like a regular conversation? That's what people are afraid of. Like, if you could do an Asian accent and it was just a regular conversation, you'd be fine.
Well, how about an Italian? And you got to do the hands, and you got, what are you talking? I mean, that's every, but because you're imitating how they talk, I just, you're never going to convince. You're never going to convince. This isn't stupid.
This is expanding to a much, much bigger topic, though, obviously, than what we're, like, people are missing this on Twitch. It's Anderson Silva sold out the UFC. Yeah, we're not talking about a guy can't be great and sell a bunch of tickets to 20,000 tickets to an event. And people who are already UFC fans are going to love that guy and watch that guy because he's dominant. That's an ass-kicking sport. What we're talking about is baseball's not an ass-kicking sport. But you have to also recognize the apples-to-apples component here. Baseball is a sport that is bad for short attention span. The short attention span world, and especially a younger group. And I made the point the other day that I think it's going to be a little bad for baseball if – and there, let's imagine that everyone stops going to All-Star games. They all start opting out, and eventually the All-Star game, the home run derby gets wiped out. That's a huge marketing opportunity for a guy like Shohei Ohtani. That was huge yesterday. He was all they talked about, and he lost in the first round to Juan Soto. But look at the guys who are actually in the home run derby. They had some really good young players in there and home run hitters. That's important to their sport because they don't have a lot of that. And baseball is extremely advanced. This is what's kind of crazy. Baseball on the digital side is extraordinarily advanced with what they have. Beyond really pretty much all the sports, although basketball has a ton, but it's kept in-house with the teams. But baseball, just look at StatCast. Look what you see every day embedded in baseball games when we watch TV now. It's amazing. But in terms of the marketing efforts, that's like – that's been terrible. That's been terrible for years and years. They haven't been able to market their best players. What Stephen A. Smith is saying is it's harder to market a player who is not going to be English-speaking because you won't get the appearance on Saturday Night Live. You won't get this appearance. Or advertisers typically don't pick you for their branding. And branding is more than just a TV commercial. It's digital commercials. It's the 10-second snackable, which is what it's called, which is like a digital on the front end of a piece. You'll see a 10-second commercial that you're not allowed to skip. Or it's a visual. It's a visual print ad that you see on a digital space somewhere. I don't think what Stephen A. Smith said is necessarily wrong. Doesn't mean it's necessarily right, but I think it's kind of ridiculous that he had to apologize for having a discussion where that really should have been a debate. And people on Twitch are having the debate with each other and with us. That's what sport – you got to get to conversations again where you have debates and you try to show people your side and why you think your side is right. It shouldn't be – but this is what happens now when the megaphone comes down on you is he ends up going to the notes app and waving a white flag when you could have just had an argument with Stephen A. Smith at some point and said, look, here's why I think you're wrong. Here's Ichiro, which I would also argue Ichiro was never the face. He was just a really cool player. Like Ichiro – played for a cool team in Seattle, which was at the time was considered a cool team, and he was this cool player, but he was also not a home run hitter. So you're always a little bit limited. This dude's a home run hitter.
Yeah.
Shohei is 6'4", 215 pounds. Yeah, like, he's a big dude.
Big. He's a really big dude.
He fits the mold.
I went to an Angels game and sat up close, and the dude is huge. He is a big dude. Pinkerton Security did not shoot Italians at the completion of the railroad. What does that have to do with imitating an accent? Oh, my gosh.
I know.
So we're to, because if you imitate their accent, you're people need to respect other cults. It's not disrespecting.
Well, it depends on what you say. That's what makes it disrespectful.
Well, it's disrespect. Okay, then everything you say about the English, everything that you say about Italians, about
what you say,
Lance's Nigerian accent.
What you say about the English is disrespectful. Yes, it is.
Then I don't respect. Listen, I have disrespect equally for all cultures. Okay, I am going to disrespect them all equally. So you can't say that. Well, that you're racist. No, I'm disrespectful to everyone. To everyone.
No, that's true. We're not having a discussion about John Granato individually. No,
right.
Because we know you're an equal opportunity disrespecter.
Maybe certainly. I should do an Italian male golfer, female golfer food. But there's just not enough good at golfers.
And we know too much about Italian food.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Lasagna.
But here's
something.
Oh,
what?
Okay, here's something. Manicotti. I never knew this. Before watching Sopranos, I didn't know what gabagool was. All of us didn't know what gabagool was. No, have you heard that phrase forever?
We'll use our stupid, that's all.
Have you heard that forever?
Yeah.
So that's a real thing.
That's a real thing. Gabagool.
Gabagool.
Yeah.
But it's not even how it's spelled.
No, it's not even close. It's capicola.
I'm aware.
I know. That's all right. That's how it was. You don't know nothing. That's all right. See? Now I can make fun of you because you don't know nothing.
But you're making fun of him for being dumb, not for being German.
Right. Okay. Can I do some German now?
If you so choose.
Guess what's going to happen.
All right.
Guess what's going to happen. Then I'm going to catch it because of Germany.
No, no one cares about the Germans.
You're right. Nobody does. Nobody cares. Time to talk about right now. I talk about Doc Linville. Everybody cares about my hair. I know that. That's what I know about it. Listen, it is awesome. I live every day. every day. It is such a difference in my life, and it'll be a difference in your life, and it's all because of Doc Linville and how good he is. He's one of the I know he's not, if he's not the biggest, he's right there with the biggest companies that are doing this, replace male hair replacement. It's unbelievable. Now, he does all plastic surgeries. So, ladies, your wife out there, actually, he was giving away, you know, the facials for the ladies. They love to scrape their skin or whatever it is. I don't know. And he does that. He does any kind of augmentation that you're looking for, but he does the hair thing for the guys. And I'm telling you, guys, it is awesome. If you're somebody that's thinning, you just don't want to be bald in your life. It's so easy. It's so wonderful. The doc is so great. The process is great. Find out. 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Superstar world champion Jermell Charlo looks to make boxing history in his home state of Texas when he defends his super welterweight world titles against undefeated WBO world champion Brian Castano. Make sure to get your tickets now to see the action live at attcenter.com or ticketmaster.com, or you can be caller 8 right now. Remember, this is in San Antonio. We're providing you the tickets. You're going to have to find a way to get there. But if you want to go to San Antonio to see a world championship fight, call right now. Be caller 8, and we'll get you those tickets. Listen to the intern. He's got some information for you as well. So make sure to listen, because it's kind of complicated. But we'll get you set up with those tickets.
Don't get him if you're not going to go.
Yeah, it's a road trip. If you're willing to make that trip on Saturday.
Championship fight.
A championship fight with one of the Charlo brothers.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? The Charlo brothers grew up here and are big in the Houston community. You might want to go. You might know them or went to the same high school, whatever the case may be. You might have gone to Elkins High School, same school as Matt Carpenter. He's going to join us at the bottom of the hour to talk about, and there's some interesting stuff going on there. As we mentioned, Orbit was destroyed booed mercilessly. Your Astros didn't go. They've given no indication it was because of the scandal. They've given no indication that Carlos is actually sick, and he, you know, Daniela's got is pregnant. Presley is having his. His wife, I don't know which, if it's their first, but his wife's having a baby. So, and it's actually due pretty close. So that's a great reason not to go. Brantley just said, nah. Altuve said, nah, he's got a leg injury, whatever. He homered and ended the,
everyone's got leg injuries. Yeah, leg injury, right. The Astros have so many injuries. We should really be more concerned about the Astros now with all these injuries they've accrued.
Those guys are a little bit older. They want a break. I get it. They've been to the All-Star game before. I get it.
Okay, you know, here's a question Sean McDonough raised. Why is it different this year than in, I don't know, the last
because
5 decades?
It's an opt-out culture now.
That's true.
Yeah.
And that was my concern with football, is once you had the phrase opt-out, I started noticing, wow, this has made its way into the lexicon. People are opting out of stuff, and it's going to be beyond COVID now. And it's turned into, this is our chance to get out. Which, look, what if you say, okay, we're not going to do All-Star games? Because I don't want the baseball All-Star game to turn into a bunch of third-rate players who, you know, good players. It should be for the best players in baseball.
Yeah.
We still have enough that it's fine.
It's turning into the NFL Pro Bowl.
But if it starts turning into the Pro Bowl, shut it down and give people 3 days of rest. And then, or maybe four. Maybe you keep it the same four, right?
No, you can't.
It's a 162-game schedule.
It's a showcase for the game.
Oh, yeah, wow, whoop-de-doo. We'll see what kind of showcase it is.
The NFL hasn't even shut it down. It's been the worst all-star game of any.
No one watches it. It's at the end of the year, nobody watches it, and they play, like, basically touch football.
Yeah, right.
Nobody watches it. It's not a showcase.
Right.
In baseball, it should be a showcase. It still can be. I think people are really...
There's still plenty of really good players there.
There are now. But what's going to happen? We said that after just two players bailed on bowl games. We'll look at bowl games
Can
now.
Can you imagine? Hank Aaron and Willie Mays went to 24 All-Star games. 24.
What was a huge honor.
Yeah.
To be an All-Star.
Up until this year, it's been a huge honor. I asked Chris Carpenter, I said, do you remember? He goes, I don't remember anybody not going.
No, that's ever. What I told you.
Yeah.
I was thinking
somebody had, nope.
I Googled it, and the only person I found were a couple of injury opt-outs, and that was it. And usually they were replaced. Kirk Gibson in 88 was the last one I found.
Even guys that pitched on Sunday were named to the team and knew they wouldn't pitch, they still went.
You went because it was an honor. This is strange to me that this is like, it's a societal, cultural thing where it's just like, I mean, I totally get it why a veteran would not want to do this. I'm just saying, why is this year the year that this is all of a sudden going to happen? And it's a domino effect. It used to be everyone would say, more of a conforming, look, this is what we do. I'm sure there were players who didn't want to go. Zach Greinke, for example, who still ended up going. Do you think Zach Greinke wants to go with a bunch of strangers and have to do events with fans? Oh, my God. This sounds like literally Zach Greinke's worst nightmare.
Yeah, right.
Worst nightmare is an All-Star weekend.
And especially with the Astros. Listen, I really can't blame them. You know what? They would have been booed mercilessly because they have an Astros jersey on. And it's just so stupid. And you know what? Screw you, baseball. Screw you. Eric wants to talk about Stephen A. Let's get him in here. What do you say, Eric?
Hey, guys. I'm not much for Stephen A. I just wanted to comment. I'm a big fan of you guys. I've been listening to y'all for a long time, and I think one of the best things that y'all have done in the past was male-female golfer food. And I will hang up and listen, and I just thank you for what all y'all do, and I enjoy y'all every morning. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, we can't do male golfer, female golfer food now, okay? It's apparently insensitive. And I just, especially with all the attacks on the Asian community here, if someone ever did, you know, actually ever made fun of or, you know, did an Asian accent, then someone in the Asian community could be attacked. And I can't have that. We can't do that around here because we're socially responsible. So just so you know, I don't want anyone to be attacked because I said, oh.
Like I said, you're the only one I know. You're the only one I know that can get away with this stuff. I don't know, M. Foster, I don't know, this might be our guy Mark Foster, I'm not sure, who has been battling his medical issues. We got your back. He says, give me an Asian guy with an interpreter over a needle and syringe guy as the face of baseball any day. Oh, I'm totally with you. That's not the point. The point is whether or not what Stephen A. Smith said was necessarily wrong, and if you do think he's wrong, then you argue it back and forth. You don't come for his head, where he's got to had that pitiful notes app thing out there. This is the argument, and then people write debate pieces or articles or whatever the case may be. And he didn't say anything that was intentionally hurtful. If you think he's ignorant, then you can say this guy's ignorant. But anyway, I think everyone would agree that you don't want steroid guys as the face of your sport. However, let me just say this. What difference did it make when two steroid guys like Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa, you know what they did? You can say whatever you want, like steroid guys. They brought back the sport of baseball.
Yeah, they did.
They made the sport of baseball hot with the home run stuff. And even when they got caught, look how many stars have been caught. For a lot of people in sports, it doesn't matter. They just want to see the most. My old producer, Michael Connor, who is a sports talk host now, he was very honest about this. As a younger sports fan, he goes, I don't care if they use. I would rather everybody use so I get the very best UFCs I can get. I'm not for it because it puts undue pressure on people to take physical risks and health risks.
There are health risks.
There are absolutely health risks.
And one of the reasons that it isn't no longer acceptable, or at least that it's illegal, is because kids were taking it. Kids were getting it in gyms. Kids were dying from it. Kids were misusing it horribly. remember Lyle Alzado and how he died with all the diseases that he had because of the steroid use, rampant steroid use. I mean, it's not a good, health wise, it's not a good thing, and we have to protect ourselves from ourselves. So there's a reason that there are no steroids. I would love it too if it was a bunch of monstars against each other out there playing baseball or football. It would be awesome. A bunch of monstars, everybody all bowed up and you want to talk about, yeah, for our viewing pleasure, I don't care.
Yeah, if no one could get hurt or sick or anything like that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, but that's because we always...
But there are repercussions.
We love power. We love people that are physical freaks.
Yeah.
Except for Giannis, where people just kind of, 42 points, 17 rebounds, ugh. I've never been more tired of watching a player dominate in my life.
You know, we got caught up in his struggles somewhat because he couldn't get past Blake Griffin a little bit. They would just back off of him. And people were like, see, James. And even I got in a conversation about it. But people were like, see, James was right. He just runs and dunks and that's all he does. No skill. The man just put up 40-point games in the finals. James ever going to do that?
Never.
So that debate.
James could.
Is he ever going to do it?
But James ain't got those nuts.
So that's the point. We talk about his level of skill. He just runs and dunks. Give me the running dunker who's putting up 40 and 12.
Speaking of those nuts, here's something. No one's perfect. The best basketball players in the world, what do they shoot? 50%? Okay. All right. Maybe. So guess what? They're not perfect. If you feel like you're coming up short in the bedroom, it's okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. GetRoman.com/John. GetRoman.com/John. You get a free online evaluation, ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. You don't have to go to a doctor's office, sit all day, and the uncomfortable conversation, then go to the pharmacy and pay all that. This, from your home, ships free, 2-day shipping, whole process straightforward and discreet. GetRoman.com/John. Complete the online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete an online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. To go to GetRoman.com/John now, get $15 off your first month. There's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. GetRoman.com/John. Get started now to save $15 on your first month of treatment. GetRoman.com/John.
ESPN 97.5.